Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a Festivus week here for the rest of us, part two. Leonard Raskin, last time we got together, you know, Lamar's got to win his first game, and can we do it, and where we are, and now we win, and now it's, all right, can you go win a Super Bowl, you know, and we're literally right back to where we were this time last year, except we're on the road, we're an underdog. Coming in the side door, as it were. I don't know if you really wanted Buffalo or Kansas City. I mean, I don't know where we all sat watching Pittsburgh and Cleveland, but, you know, the notion that we could take care of business here and sit around and root for the Browns on Sunday's a little weird, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I was all in on the Browns this past weekend. I was all about Cleveland taking out Pittsburgh. I just have this thing. You know, it goes back for me to, was it 1979? We are family.
Okay. All right. See, I go early than that. I mean, when the Steelers beat us in 75 and 76,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I was at the Donald Croner. By the way, every year that airplane shows up on my timeline,
yep,
right?
Because yep. I was a Colts fan for sure, but in my early teens, it just wasn't my thing.
You and I talked about that. Yeah,
said
you couldn't afford football games, right?
Yeah, football just didn't raise to that level. Although, you know, I went to a game, but it didn't raise to that level. But when the O's lost the 79 series, that began my hatred for Pittsburgh. And then hockey, big Caps fan, Penguins rivalry, always hating on Pittsburgh. And then we get the Ravens, Steelers rivalry, always hating on Pittsburgh. And it was just... it was so cathartic. It was just fun to see Ben crying. You know, nothing better than that.
Well, you
four,
know,
four
for
interceptions.
I've learned to really dislike the Browns because in some way I feel like they're the bigger threat, right? You know what I mean? Like lately, like now that they're no longer that thing that sits over in the corner and loses every year, I don't fear them this year or Baker Mayfield, but I tell you what, and Luke and I got into a very, very spirited debate earlier. You can go find that out at Baltimore Positive as well. Luke's like, no, you want to beat Kansas City. You want to beat the best. That's the matchup. And I'm like,
no.
You know, Arthur B. Let me bring Arthur B. back into this here because they're trying to take his name off the Modell lyric, which would upset me greatly, by the way.
Yeah, terrible,
but, you know,
terrible.
I'm figuring next week the Cleveland-Baltimore thing will be juicy. You know what I mean? And for me
and
on Sunday.
Wouldn't that be in Baltimore?
Yes, and I have to sit around and root for the Browns on Sunday if we win. Right?
Right. How great would that be? I don't care. Look, Kansas City is clearly the superior talent on paper, but they don't play on paper. They play
What's
on
another
the field.
Reason we don't want to play them?
Well, I agree, but I'm all about playing Cleveland in Baltimore. Just seems like such a much better thing. We didn't get our chance last year to play for the championship here, which we should have had, but we didn't. So
but you didn't earn it. You got to go win the game. This is
right.
You have to
so
win,
if you
the
can win the game. If you can win the game in Buffalo and then Cleveland can pull off the miracle.
Go Brownies.
Right. Then I'm all for the home Ravens for the AFC championship.
You know what, Raskin? If you can root for Ohio State, I can root for Cleveland. How about that?
There you go. There you go. Hey,
I've already got the leg lamp. Right?
There
I mean, it's built in.
That's right. We were Ohio State. We are Ohio State all in. And we were this past. And then, sure enough,
a professional team.
Let's see. Yeah, I was going to say, who does Alabama play this weekend in the playoffs?
It just turns out they pay the kids more at Alabama. They pay them handsomely at Ohio State.
They are astonishing. I mean, I love college football. I really do enjoy college football. So I've watched much of the season and seen Alabama. They're just, it's a different level of play. I mean, my goodness, they played an all SEC schedule this year because of the COVID, and they just romped through the SEC like it was nothing. And that's a heck of a league for college football. And then Ohio State played in the Big Ten, and you know, Indiana was tough competition, but they blew out everybody else. And then you get to Clemson, man, they made Clemson look like a high school team, Ohio State. And then you go up out against Alabama, and man, that's just a different level. They were superb.
The blue bloods offense in college football this year really turned me off of college football a little bit. Like I don't know where all this is going to land when it's over, and how Towson's going to have a team, or how Howard's going to, you know, like the smaller school. I don't know. I know Maryland's going to be well funded because of, you know, what they are and where it is. But I don't know where college football's headed if it's only going to be about six or eight teams, because it certainly feels like we're on the cusp of that happening.
Yeah, they need to expand the playoff. I think they need to at least make it eight teams. They got to have a couple teams outside of the Power Five get in. So it's, again, people are willing to watch. One of the best games this past year was BYU Coastal Carolina. That was a fantastic football game. Came down to the last play for
two schools that aren't allowed to win a national championship, like San Diego State.
Right.
Like all
that's
schools,
exactly right.
Right.
They've got to let those teams have a shot. They've got to give them a shot to be in the playoff. Otherwise, like you said, it's going to get real boring if it's Ohio. Like, I'm all for Ohio State because of my son, but if it's Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and for the next 5 years, nobody's going to want to watch that.
Well, you know, Leonard, I said that about the Browns. They got to let the Browns and the Bills in, and now look, they're in the way, right?
Right, right. Hey, look, you know, they've played their way there. You got three quarterbacks out of the 18 class, right? You got Lamar.
Correct.
You got Josh Allen, and you got Baker.
I talked to Luke about this because the league
look at the NFC.
Wants young quarterbacks. And for
right, and
all
look at
of
the
this
NFC,
time.
You got Brady and Breeze going at it. So you got 240-somethings and 320-somethings. I think that's great.
Well, there was a point where, you know, the league had Philip Rivers and Peyton Manning and, you know, and on and on and on. And Flacco was a young gun and Matt Ryan
right.
was a young gun or whatever. You know, now we're at the point where I think there will come a point where Deshaun Watson and, we'll see more Kyler Murray and more of the, you know, that group. But this weekend, these four young guns in the AFC, you know, that's what the league needs. The league doesn't
Absolutely.
Need Baker Mayfield in an AFC championship game. But if the Ravens win, I think we need Baker Mayfield in an AFC championship
game. I'm with you. I'm all in with you. I'm all in.
I mean, Leonard Raskin is here. Raskin Global. Tell everybody what you're doing, because you do money, you manage money, you come on, you talk sports. We've been pals for a period of time. But every week, given the insurrection and the new year and tax code, there's always something. The PPP is like sort of the latest thing. We were talking a month ago before Christmas, like, hey, Congress got to do something. All right, we got it now. Now, as a business owner, what do we do? How do we get involved in this?
Yeah, great question. Today, we are at the opening days of the PPP, the new PPP. So this one's just a little different than the last one. The last one, you just had to say, my business could be down. And if your business could be down, you can qualify for a PPP. Payroll protection plan is what that's all about. Making payroll, a government grant. It's called a loan. If you don't use it properly, you have to pay it back at 1% over 5 years, 2 years, whatever. So it's not that big a deal. But if it's used for the proper expenses, the loan's forgiven and you can deduct the expenses. It's a great way to sustain small business. And this time around, when you apply, you have to certify and then you'll have to prove on forgiveness that you had a loss in revenue of 25% in any quarter, 2020 over 2019.
I can promise you the WNST qualifies.
There you go.
Well, so I mean, just so many businesses are hurting. It's just where it is, right?
Absolutely. But the point is, there were businesses that this past year in 20, when the PPP was originated in the CARES Act, who you just had to certify you may lose business or may be down, that thought because of what was coming, a complete unknown, that, hey, my business is going to be way off and therefore I want the opportunity to borrow from the SBA, the Small Business Administration, this money. And in fact, their businesses ended up not being down, but they still got large loans, some, you know, in excess millions of dollars of money, and they ended up with no revenue losses. And that's not what it was intended for. So as a result, a lot of companies got money that basically was a government grant. Don't begrudge them that. They followed the rules. They got the capital. But a lot of small businesses that are now either out of business or have been devastated in a revenue model, restaurants, hotels, local, you know, all the bars and venues, you know, I don't know this for a fact.
All my clients, except you.
You know, Meriwether, let's say the Baltimore Arena.
Oh, well,
you know,
we talk about Save Our Stages. I did some stuff with Save Our Stages
anything.
And IMP. Yep.
Yeah, they're not hosting anything. We have a couple clients that we work with that are in the events business, the corporate events business. That dried up. And another that's in the personal events business. They organize and help people. You know, you remember the movie Father of the Bride,
sure.
Steve Martin? what was his name? Martin Short, right? Was it Martin Short?
Martin
the guy
Short,
in there?
Yes.
He was the wedding planner. Well, they're out of business. You know, weddings are three people, you and your spouse and your parents. That's who goes to a wedding these days. So what happens is all these businesses just dried up, and they're the ones that, you know, now need that PPP. They're the ones that are going to get this most recent round and get their cash and apply.
Well, if it's legitimate, you can prove it. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously if it's legitimate.
Absolutely. There is no reason for a business owner to feel bad about taking these funds. If your business is suffering through no fault of your own, whether it's pandemic based or government based that you've been shut down, if revenues are down 25% over a quarter last year, you can certify that. By God, you better get out there. Call your banker. If you got a PPP loan the first time, you can still get this new PPP the second time. If you didn't get it the first time, you can get it now 2.0 for the first time. So I would encourage your listeners, business owners, if you haven't done it and you want to do it, find your bank, call us, you know, reach out to Raskin Global. We'll talk to you about it. You deserve these funds to keep you alive and keep your employees paid, and you should get it. It's available. There's billions of dollars set aside for it. And I promise you this, there are other businesses out there doing it. If you don't, shame on you. I mean, I had a client the last round. I'll give you a quick example. He said, look, I don't want a government handout. I said, dude, I get it. I get it. But you could be shut down. You may not be able to keep your employees. The government might put you out of business. This is not welfare. This is sustainability for your company. And here's what I said to him. American Airlines is going to take it. United Airlines is going to take it.
Your competitors will take
it. All your competitors are going to take it. You're going to be the righteous one who says, I don't want a government handout. I get that mentality. But you know what? I said, here's what I said to him. I said, you know, as a taxpayer, look at all the money you've paid in the last 10, 20 years of being in business. And now they're handing you a lifeline. You could be drowning in the bay or in the ocean.
Well, you consider it insurance in the way that you pay into Social Security, right?
That's right. You're not going to accept a lifeline from the government at this point. This is not a welfare check, man. This is survival.
Well, if you're off 25% over the course of the year and you can't pay your mortgage,
80%,
and you've already shaved all the employees that you can, and you're down to the quick, as they would say, right?
Yeah, your landlord doesn't care about your morals. Your landlord doesn't say, well, you didn't want a government check, don't pay your rent. No, you're in a commercial building. They want to be paid rent. Your business is off. Their business is off. They want to be paid rent. And you got to get that money. It's what it's for. It's to pay your employees. It's to pay your rent. You got to take that opportunity and get the check. So PPP, this week, here we are in the midst of it. Apply for it. Find it online. Find us at Raskin Global. Ask us about it. We have connections and contacts of how you can get the PPP. Get that taken care of if you're a business owner. There's no reason not to take advantage of that.
Leonard Raskin is my pal at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find them at RaskinGlobal.com. You know, it's a football week. And obviously this weekend, here's my thought. We might lose and then it's over. Then what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Like,
So I did have Ted Starkey on this week, who's a Buffalonian and worked at the Bills. He's Mr. Hockey around here, and I know hockey started. NBA trying to play, college basketball play sort of when they want to, you know, I guess at this point. High school ball's not playing right now. But this notion that, like, if we lose, either way, we're getting to the end, right? I mean, either way, it's going to be two games next week and one game 3 weeks from now, and that's it. I was supposed to go to Buffalo, Leonard, and, you know, I had sort of, we talked about this last week. I wasn't going to Nashville because there was no fun to be had, and the COVID's going crazy down there. I like Buffalo enough to get up there and get in and out. It's down in Orchard Park. I didn't get to go last year because I was in Korea. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to do it. I booked my flight. Monday morning, the Ravens reached me. They're like, hey, dude, you know, we got the New York State guidelines. They sent it to me.
Right.
48 hours, you got to be in Buffalo ahead of time to take a COVID test because you got to get a COVID test in New York. And I'm like, my flight's on Saturday in the morning, and I'd make it the
not
afternoon if I could.
Not going to work.
Not going to work. And I'm like, well, I guess it's meant to be here. So you know what I did? I took the points and I moved it to Tampa.
There you
right?
go.
So like now I'm thinking, well, it's an insurance policy, right? It's like
that's
a PPP, right?
Right?
So, so I have a flight to Kansas City next week and I have a flight to Tampa. I, fingers crossed. I hope I have to make that decision. You know, it'd be a good problem to have next week. Say, should I, should I not go to Kansas City? It'd be a better problem to have to call Dick Cass and say, why do I not have two seats for the AFC Championship game in Baltimore? You know, so there'd be a little bit of that going on. And Luke and I say, Luke, how much do I love you? So there might be a little bit of that.
Kansas City.
This is a great weekend of football, though, right? But this is a good weekend of football, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And saw an interview this week with Lamar. Talking about the snow. He's never been in the snow. He's never played in the snow. All I can think of is, you know, what was it? The Monday night Cleveland game, right? Monday night?
Right.
Where he was slip sliding on the field.
Correct.
He better have the right shoes. They better get him the right shoes. And don't wait till halftime. I kept screaming. My wife says, what are you screaming about? I'm screaming at the TV that they got to change his shoes. And then he comes back out the next series. He slips sliding all over the field.
And your wife thinks this is ridiculous that he has to change his shoes, right?
Right. I said, change his shoes. She said, well, maybe they didn't take another pair of shoes. I said, they better have taken another pair of shoes.
They have shoes. They have cleats. Yes.
They have the shoes. Right. I said, get the spikes on. Get the cleats going. Come on, man. So I'm hoping this week that he's got the shoes. You know, he, if it's snowing, he's got to have the shoes.
You know, I was going to ask you if you're optimistic, but I know you are. You're optimistic by nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've only seen a couple games of Buffalo this year. They've got a great offense, it looks like. But they're, you know, look, you got Allen to Diggs, right?
Well, right. They got a Terp, you know, so right. That's a problem.
They got turtles. So that's always a problem. But what else they got? They ain't got a front four. I think we can run on them.
Well, I mean, that's going to be the issue. They've had some issues stopping the run, run the ball. And if we do that, when we do that, if we don't fumble the ball, right? I mean, and if we're converting on third down, you know, the game was interesting to me on Sunday because the way it played out last week, and I said last week, if the game's over at quarter to four, we won. You know, so to me, shortening the game, running the ball, if it snows,
no,
it's going to be cold, right? So
not a lot of penalties.
Well, and can we force a turnover or two? Is the ball going to go up and bounce the right way for us?
That's
certainly
right.
The ball bounced the wrong way for Pittsburgh the other night, right?
I mean, well, how about that? The first snap was a – my goodness, what did Pouncey shoot at 20 yards? He acted like a long snapper. My goodness.
I should have tweeted out, you know, before they put me in Twitter jail. I should have tweeted out on Sunday night when the ball went over and said, if you hate the Steelers, this is like porn.
Yeah, it was something, man. It was I'm watching that first play. I'm thinking that's outstanding. That's a great start.
Reminds me of Peyton Manning.
There you go. And then Ben shoots four interceptions out.
Well, some of those were the ball pops up in the air and some fat lineman gets it. It's crazy what was going on to him, right?
But what's crazy was those linemen were catching balls like they were wide receivers. They're diving for the ball, reaching out, catching it like they're
ball
a wide receiver.
Ball squirting like a football folly and Myles Garrett lands on it, right?
That's it. That was a beautiful thing. Every turnover was just a little better than the last.
Well, maybe bad things will happen to Patrick Mahomes after we win on Saturday night. Leonard Raskin is here. He's with Raskin Global.
Right.
Tell everybody what you do in the American dream and give your elevator speech because, you know, folks are always looking for someone they can trust, right?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that you understand, as you just said, that the American dream is alive and well. I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on. I don't care if you wear a blue collar or a white collar. You deserve to have the opportunities to do the right thing with your money and achieve whatever it is you want for you and the people you care about. Our goal is to empower people to choose their financial future. It's about saying you have dreams, you have hopes. Everybody makes money. The thing is, some people know what to do with the money. Most don't. They don't teach money in high school. They don't teach money in college. They don't teach money in professional schools. We learned money. I spent years studying money. I've been 33 years in this business helping people with their money. And the whole purpose of what we're about is helping people achieve their dream for them, for generations beyond, to make sure that they have the things that they want, that they either know they want and don't know how to get, or they don't even think they can achieve. There's so much opportunity in this country. We are alive at the best time in the history of the world, in the greatest country to ever see the face of the earth. And as you said, you know, I am ridiculously optimistic about America, about our economy, about the future. And people that work hard and know how to live within their means and save money and grow their wealth, that's what we're here to help. And we're here to help you do all the things that you don't know how to do, that you need to do, and the things you want to do it better. And make sure that you're investing properly, make sure you're protecting your family properly, and that you're moving forward towards something that is, whether it's retirement or kids' college or an inheritance or taking care of mom and dad or whatever it is that's important to you. We make sure that you have the wherewithal to do that. And we help people clear through the morass of government rules, regulations, tax codes, insurance rules, investment world. If you type in the Google machine and you type investments, you're going to get millions, billions of entries. You couldn't read it all in 100 lifetimes. How do you figure that out? We're here to help you figure that out. Your corporate benefits, you know, we just finished for a lot of companies. A lot of people just finished open enrollment. What are you doing with your HSA, your FSA, your 401k? The government loves letters and numbers. It's a lot of confusion. We take that all away and help people in English figure out what to do with their money.
That's I appreciate about. You, man. And you know, I'm sorry about what happened to Ohio State for your poor kid on Monday. You know. Hey, you got three more shots, though. And if he spends 5 years in college, four more shots. How about that?
That's right. He's got lots more time to see a national champion. And look, if the worst that happens is you go to the national championship and lose, talking about Buffalo, was it 4 years in a row, as I remember? Was it four in a row? Or
it was four
in a row. Four in a row.
Jim Probably not Kelly a good week to be talking like that. It was three decades ago, Len.
No, I get it. But you know, the memories are there. The just right, hooked it left, kickers, kickers, kickers.
I talked about it with Rasig this week because when he missed that kick, Rasig was doing a Zoom like you're doing your Zoom. You're in your office today. Sometimes you're in your house.
Yeah.
He was in his house, and literally his computer is where the television was when Norwood missed the kick. And he's staring at me. I was like, Rasig, when he missed that kick, I was like basically standing right where you are right now, you know, and you know, Rasig's from Buffalo. So he went Raven hat to Buffalo hat like Lee Corso here this week. So
these
Buffalo people are long suffering. You know what I mean? Like the Browns fans. So
let's hope they suffer another week.
Yeah, we got to hope they're suffering at 11 o'clock. Better than me suffering at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Leonard Raskin here. Raskin
Global. What do you bet with Buffalo? What do you bet with Buffalo? You know, you say if we win, if we lose, I'll send you a crab cake. If we win, what are you sending me from Buffalo? I don't want wings, man. I want what else is Buffalo like? What is
beef on weck?
There you go.
Beef on weck. Weck is a bread. It's kind of salty. And yeah. So beef on weck is a Buffalo thing.
Got to find somebody to do a little wager with up there.
You know, I was telling Rasig some stories back in the 80s when I was like 21. You know, the drinking age was 19 in Canada. And, you know, you could go up to Niagara Falls. You know, Buffalo's okay. Buffalo's, you know, don't sleep on Buffalo. Certainly not at 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
On a, you know, just what everybody dreams of, a Saturday night in January in Buffalo.
Yeah,
Leonard Raskin, RaskinGlobal.com. We talk about him all week long, one of our great supporters. Leonard, appreciate you, man. You know, rest up. And
pleasure.
Hopefully next week we're talking about an AFC championship game, maybe in Baltimore. Who knows, right?
Here's hoping, man.
These are the good times. It is a festivus for the rest of us. Playoff football all week long. Don Moeller joining us here. We're going to have Mayor Brandon Scott on this week. Hartford County Executive Barry Glassman joins us this week as well. Lots and lots of stuff up at Baltimore Positive and getting ready for playoff football. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.